This hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is proudly presented by Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Plano, and McKinney, serving the healthcare needs of our community. Our roots are deep, and our commitment is strong. And now, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you very much, and we're proud to have the Baylor Scott & White Medical Centers of Plano and McKinney sponsoring this hour. And we're going to get quickly right back to Dr. George Ray McEachern. If you would like to ask a question on fruit and pecans specifically today, not on lawns, not on landscapes, not on vegetables, but on fruit and pecans, this is your chance to talk to the best in the state, Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M, our 35th year of doing this. And I'm going to promise you that I will move things along a little more quickly. We had a couple of callers that had really good questions, but we labored over answers longer than we probably should have, so you won't have to wait so long. Here comes a second call. We have Rick and Ennis, Michelle in Alito. We'll be talking about chestnut and hazelnut trees. George, first, I'll let you sharpen up those skills, and then Michelle in Alito wants to know the... That one's not going to work for us. Dylan, that one is an ornamental plant on sweet gum, so we'll ask her to call back, if you will. So we have lines open for you right now if you would like to call. Here is that number. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let me tell you right now about the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. And we have plural. We have Zoe and Madison, two small, sweet old ladies. I'm reading it as it is stated here, written by a wonderful lady at the SPCA. They are looking for a home together. These are friends. Zoe is a 12-year-old solid white Bichon Frise mix, weighing in at 15 pounds in that corner. And in the opposite corner, Madison is a 13-year-old, I don't think they fight, is a 13-year-old white and black Maltese miniature poodle mix, weighing 7 pounds. They are sweet. They both have adorable curly hair and dazzling personalities. They love attention from people, yummy treats, giving kisses, and you might guess, being held. If you are looking for a pair of cute, cuddly pups, they are the ones for you. Zoe and Madison, waiting to meet you at the SPCA of Texas, Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. And to view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, including these two wonderful girls, Zoe and Madison, visit spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Zoe and Madison have already been spayed. They've been microchipped. They've had all their age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet before adopting a new dog. Zoe and Madison will be waiting for their new forever family to come meet them today at the SPCA of Texas Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center at 8411 Stacy Road, a quarter mile east of Custer and a couple of miles north of 121. You know, if you're in Frisco, Main Street turns into Stacy Road when you cross Custer. In Dallas, the SPCA of Texas also features dozens of dogs, cats, and small mammals at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive. That's west of Hampton Road. Both of the SPCA of Texas Animal Care Centers will be open today, noon until 6, Sunday through Wednesday, and noon until 7, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored today by the great people at Womack Nursery. Let me give you the particulars on Womack Nursery. This is the contact information. First of all, let me tell you why you care. You care because you're listening to a program on fruit and pecans, and they handle the best varieties that have been recommended by Texas A&M, in some cases even developed by Texas A&M, Womack Nursery at 2551 State Highway 6 in DeLeon, Texas, 76444. And I hear you saying, but I don't live in DeLeon. I don't even live close to DeLeon. Not to worry. They ship by mail order all across Texas and outside Texas as well. And if you're ordering 1,000 trees for an orchard, you might want to drive there to get your trees. But otherwise, they will deliver to you via the U.S. mail or however it is they ship. That's how I get mine, from Womack. Womack Nursery Company, 2551 State Highway 6, DeLeon, Texas, 76444. It's a very much easier way to order from them than to write for their catalog, but they invite invite you to do that if you wish, WamakNursery.com. It's a lovely website. It has all the information. It's a good reference website, WOMACK Nursery.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call them, 254-893-6497. WamakNursery.com. And I have a favor to ask of you. Please let their people know that you heard about them here on Neil Sperry's program. That's WamakNursery.com.
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. McKinney is proud to help grow a healthier community. We're here when you need us, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, at Lake Forest at US 380 in McKinney. And we're proud to sponsor this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's Neil.
All right, thank you very, very much. And we go back to our phone lines. George Ray, before we go to Rick and Ennis, I have a quick question on grapes. For somebody who is wanting to get into the vineyard production business, you have a grape growers conference, do you not?
Yes, sir. We just had one yesterday at Cat Spring. We also have a big field day at the Newsom Vineyard, which is at Plains, P-L-A-I-N, at Plains, Texas. What you need to do is we have a big conference coming up. It's you need to go online to Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association, and they'll give you all the details. Over 1,000 people are anticipated to attend this year.
All right, so somebody's serious.
I don't know the date or the location, but go to Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association online, and they'll give you all the info.
All right, that's what I wanted to do. For somebody really contemplating getting into it, in your years in the business, once you graduated from A&M with your PhD and started working for Extension, how many commercial vineyards were there in Texas when you began?
I started with Tommy Qualia at Del Rio. He was the only one. We had a couple of big-time amateur people, but we've gone from one winery to over 400 today. The impact of the Texas wine industry is over $2 billion a year. The wine trail from, I guess we'd say, Stonewall to Fredericksburg, Texas, is in the top 10 wine trails in the world. So Texas is big-time wine now.
And that is a big part of what you do, is it not?
Well, for a great majority of my career, I worked on wine grapes. Big deal. Big time.
Good job.
A whole lot. That and pecans.
Well done, my friend. That's good. Let's go to Rick and Ennis. He's been waiting patiently for you. Rick, this is Neil with George Ray. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How can he help you?
Well, I have a question. I spoke to you earlier in the winter, and you suggested I call back today, and so here I am.
Good.
I'm interested in whether we can grow chestnut trees, primarily just for the beautiful shade trees that they are. And then secondly, whether we can grow hazelnut trees inoculated with truffle fungus.
Yes, sir, I hear your question. And the answer in general is these two, both of them are recommended for colder climates than we have. Chestnuts, we have a chinkapin that grows in the south. So you may be able to get I would recommend you purchase, and Neil can help you on this, a chinkapin yard tree. Now,
not to be confused with chinkapin oak. Somebody asked me that this week, George Ray, and I was doing some research on it. They're not easy to find. Is that not an acid-loving tree for East Texas, though, more?
Well, no, it's east. It's everywhere from, let's say, Tyler all the way to Maine.
Yeah.
And, of course, the thing about it, they have these gigantic, big as a softball fruit that have 1,000 spines on them. So they're not really good for the yard because these things fall on the ground. And if you have animals, dogs, cats, kids are playing around, they can really hurt you. So I don't know if we want to go with chestnuts. Now, filberts are hazelnuts that you're talking about. That's particularly well adapted to British Columbia, Washington State, and Oregon, where they do tremendous job up there. For here, we want to grow pecans. Let's grow in Texas what belongs in Texas.
And can you inoculate pecan trees with the tuber melanosporum?
Yes, sir. They do. But here's the deal: every time we cultivate a tree and stimulate growth and keep it real healthy, the probability for the mushrooms is much, much lower. They are, in fact, in native stands where there's low vigor, there's a lot of mulch on the ground, and not your classic, I want my tree to look good environment.
I see.
Rick, why don't you tell people what you're trying to do? You're interested in the truffles themselves, correct?
Yes, I'm trying to grow the truffles, and these are the primary host trees. I know there's some oak trees as well that can be hosts.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, pecans are hosts, but they're in on river bottoms and non-managed trees. We had a hazelnut orchard go in west of Kerrville, Texas. And bless their heart, they had so many problems with iron chlorosis, low vigor, tree death. The truffle planting, if you would, finally just locked the gate and walked away from it.
So probably better to just go buy them, huh?
Sounds like it might be easier, Rick.
I'll go to a restaurant and have a meal with them already in it.
This is one of those conversations that ends with, and have a nice day, Rick. Oh, goodness. You waited half an hour for that one. Well, better that you find out that way, Rick. Appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. Thanks for the patience.
Thank you.
All right. Going to take a break. We have Fred and Azel with pecans, not getting enough water, and Leslie in Plano having a fig tree with problems with grubs. And I don't know where the grubs are, but we'll let her or him help you with that one, George Ray. We'll get to that in just a second. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Don't go into the springtime without this book, folks. I think you'll find it. I'll guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny. The short version of this ad is it is only available at my office. You cannot find it in stores, and you won't see it on Amazon. If you go there, you'll get my old book from 1991, and that's not the one I'm trying to refer you to. This one has an Adirondack chair on the cover. This is the one I self-published. Carolyn Skye was my editor, Cindy Smith, my graphic designer, and the three of us did this book. 840 of my photographs, 344 pages, and it has 11 chapters covering every aspect of outdoor gardening in Texas. One chapter I've never put in a book before, and that is Chapter 2, The Calendar of When to Do All the Important Things. It's a text form calendar. It's not a grid, but it tells you in 4 pages per month what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in that month in your landscape and garden, so you'll always be on time with what you're doing. $31.95 plus tax and postage, and every book goes out of my office, as I mentioned. Every book goes out signed. I will inscribe it to you if you would like. You can order online. That's the best way to get it at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. I'll be signing tomorrow. We'll get it to you before the week's out. neilsperry.com. Or you can call my office tomorrow, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 800-752-GROW. Makes a nice Valentine gift. 800-752-4769. Better yet, neilsperry.com.
For the finest in soil amendments, shop Texas Pure Products. This is a partnership of Plano, Allen, Frisco, Richardson, and McKinney to recycle yard waste into the ideal compost. Omri listed, the compost and top dressing are USDA Organics approved. Every bag is filled with 100% rich and wonderful compost. Find local dealers from their website, texaspureproducts.com, or order from that site or call 972-769-4150. TexasPureProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Joan. I'm a recovering alcoholic. For Serenity High, my life at home was stressful. My reason for being at Serenity is I needed a sober high school that would keep me in check and hold me accountable. Serenity High is a great place to have a new beginning in high school, to be able to really work completely on your recovery as well as your education so that you can move on to bigger and better things with a sober outlook. Serenity High has helped me because primarily the meetings that they bring in, they always have a good variety of people with completely different outlooks on sobriety and just support from all like different walks of the earth. For more information, call Principal Steven at 469-302-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. That's 469-302-7830. That's my school, Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Jonah, very, very much. It was a pleasure to interview those two that you have heard today and others this week, and you'll be hearing their voices over the next few weeks, so thank you very much. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center of Plano and Baylor Scott & White Medical Center of McKinney. A couple of things to tell you. Baylor Plano is where our daughter's life was saved in 2005 of the flesh-eating bacterium That is a horrible infection. Nobody knows where you get it. It just hits. It's like meningitis. You just really don't know what causes it, and all of a sudden there you're in the hospital in a coma for 11 days, in the hospital 17 days. They knew what to do, and we are forever indebted to Baylor Plano. And then my wife, as a part of a give back, just to say, oh, thank you, I want to serve, is on the board of Baylor McKinney. She loves that service. Now, let's talk about stroke. Stroke is the third leading cause of death in this country. It causes more serious long-term disabilities than any other disease. It's also called brain attack. A stroke occurs when blood flow to the brain is disrupted. The brain needs a constant supply of oxygen and nutrients to function. Even a brief interruption in blood supply can cause problems. Baylor Scott & White McKinney has both received the Gold Seal of Approval as a primary stroke center from Joint Commission. This recognition confirms the high level of specialized care needed successfully to treat a patient suffering from a stroke. To learn more, visit online at bswhealth.com/McKinney Neuro, N-E-U-R-O. That's a lengthy thing to remember. BSW, that's like Baylor Scott & White, bswhealth.com/McKinney Neuro. For more information, you can also visit, well, I have repeated that, and then they say, or 1-800-4-BAYLOR, 1-800, the number 4, Baylor. Baylor Scott & White McKinney and Baylor Scott & White Plano. We are so lucky to have the Baylor healthcare system in our midst, and we thank them very, very much.
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. McKinney has served the healthcare needs of the community since 2012, and we're still growing. We've doubled the size of our ER, built out our fifth floor, and added a new physician's office building. We proudly sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry, Texas Gardening. Here's Neil.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let's go right back to the phone lines. We go to Fred in Azle. And Fred, this is Neil Sperry with George Ray McEachern and with you. How can George Ray help you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
My question is, I have an adult pecan tree. I don't know what variety it is, but I don't think it's getting enough water. 2 years ago, we got a real good crop of pecans, and last year we didn't get any. The tree is on a piece of rental property, and I don't think the renters watered it adequately. So what we want to do is put it on a irrigation system to make sure it's adequately watered. And what I need to know is, I'm familiar with how much water it takes in southern New Mexico, but not here. And my question is, with a drip type or irrigation system, how much water do I require? I can figure out, you know, once I get it going, but how much water should I be using in this part of the country to get adequate fruit on a mature pecan tree?
Okay, that's a 1 hour lecture or more, but I'll give you a real short answer. We put as much water on as we can, but as still maintain 50% of the soil air. 50% of the soil is air. So we don't want 100% water. We don't want 100% air. We want half and half. So 50% is particles, 25% is air, and 25% is water. Now, if you have a 10-foot soil, you can put all your water on in one day a week, and you're in good shape. But if you have a soil that's only 4 inches deep, you'll have to water every day. So it depends how you deliver the water is relative to how deep your soil is. In the classroom, I set a pint jar on the table and I start filling it with a gallon of water. Once the pint is full, you don't want to continue to pour water into a shallow soil. So the depth of your soil, how deep is your soil when you dig a hole? How deep can you dig easily?
I honestly don't know.
Well, you got to dig a hole and see if you have 10 inches, 12 inches, or 40 feet, whatever the amount. If you have a deep soil, all you need is 8 hours once a week. And you should, if you keep the grass mowed, that should be enough. On the other hand, if you have a shallow soil that's only, let's say, 6 inches, you're probably going to have to put on 4 hours on one day, and then 3 days later, 4 hours, and 3 days later, 4 hours.
Isn't that going to depend?
You can use a sprinkler, or you can use a drip system. Either one, it doesn't matter.
It's going to depend a lot on the sprinkler or on the emitters and the gallons per hour and all of that, though, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's like a lot of things in life. That's the perfect
not,
way. But
not
listen,
that precise,
any water is better than no water.
Fred,
the trick
is
do not overwater. On a shallow soil, do it three times a week. On a deep soil, do it once a week.
Yeah. Fred, is there landscaping around this as well?
No.
Okay. I'm out then. I was going to say, for folks who have pecans in their landscapes, taking care of the landscapes in really good order will probably be sufficient.
That'll do it.
Yeah, the pecan will fight its way to get the water.
This is in the middle of a lawn.
Well, okay, that's what I'm talking about. If you take good care
of
your lawn.
Go dig a hole with a handheld post hole digger, and if you're 6 inches deep, you need to apply water three times a week from April all the way to October. If it's 2 feet deep, you can probably do it for twice a week, and if it's a real deep soil like down in Arlington where you have all that beautiful red sand, all you have to put it on is once a week.
George Ray, I have a question for you, and Fred, thank you for the call. I have a question that he may want to listen in on, so Dylan, leave him hooked in there. Pecans are known as alternate-bearing trees, kind of
right.
Like oaks are.
Right.
When a variety is selected, like desirable, an old, 100-year-old variety,
right.
How much does it vary from 1 year to the next on its production?
Well, desirable is not a good lawn tree because it has weak color and all of this. But I will tell you, it and Western in the West, those two varieties have the best regular production of any variety in the world. The problem is we have all of these newer varieties that bear heavy crops 1 year and no crop the next year. So,
all right. And so when somebody says
alternate bearing.
Yeah, when somebody says, well, I think maybe I didn't water enough and they have one of these alternate bearing types, it may not be any fault of the gardener. It may be the tree. It may be the variety.
That is correct. However, the number one criteria for growing pecans is water, water, water. So you can, you know, if you do get alternate bearing, it can best be managed with better watering system. And
right.
The big key is do not put too much water. So remember the gallon in a cup. And
yeah, I'm thinking about that visual. Thank you. Let's go to Leslie in Plano. Leslie, this is Neil with George Ray and with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can George Ray help you?
Well, I moved into a house about a year ago, and it has a lovely fig tree. In fact, it's spread, and so I've got several. I need to thin them out. But they're well-established, and I am having borer grubs in the tree. So something is coming up and laying eggs. They're going into the soft flesh of my fig tree and hollowing it out.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. I hear what you're saying. I would say cut them out and put them on the street and let the city carry them away. In the old days, we'd put them in a pile and burn them. Typically, when your trees are growing very fast, we do not get borers. But when the tree starts to grow slower, there are a number of different borers that can go in and drill a hole in the trunk.
That's exactly what's happening. There's no way to stop
it. I wouldn't worry about it. Cut out the figs respond to heavy pruning, so cut out all the shoots that have borers in it. Hopefully you can prune them all out over time and move them, you know, put them on the street. Don't mulch it with the shoots you cut off. Try to get rid of them.
That's not an especially common insect in figs
it's
in general, is it?
First time I ever heard it in my whole career.
You're the lucky person, Leslie.
Oh, okay.
Now, if this were peaches, it would be, or plums, it would be an every tree kind of occurrence.
Yeah,
this
right.
is quite the opposite. But any tree that is weakened is subject to borer invasion. There, as George Ray said, there are a lot of wasps and moths that have a grub form as a or a tunneling form as their larvae, and that's what's happened. But that's unusual. I think if you prune that out and get rid of it, you'll probably be okay.
So just prune out the limbs that are actually being affected and try to keep the ones that seem to be
healthy and vigorous. That's what you're saying, isn't it, George?
Cut them further down. You can cut them off all the way down to the ground and get a whole lot of new shoots. Figs respond much better to heavy pruning and a lot of new shoots coming on. Those new shoots are subject to freeze, and you're in the far north, so that's not real good. But don't worry about it. Prune them out, and they will do better.
And do I need to put a net over them?
No, ma'am.
Foil with Vaseline. I've read about aluminum foil and put Vaseline on the foil.
No, ma'am. Mm. Just prune them out, and they'll do great.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You may want to find something else to read. Leslie, appreciate your call. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, folks, let me tell you about Sunburst Shutters right now. If you are looking for a way to beautify your home and keep the energy in a better situation, Sunburst Shutters can do that for you. They are highly energy efficient. There was a time when the government had some energy rebates and all of that, and there was a ranking of testing data and all that. Sunburst Shutters were the most energy efficient shutters around. Well, you still have a lot of savings when you have energy efficiency. And Sunburst Shutters not only look fabulous, but they also operate fabulously. They are just the best it gets. We have them at our home, and when I went on my first sales call, and I thought, oh my goodness, I need to let my wife see these, because we had been trying to figure what to do with our very outdated window treatments, and it took us about a micro moment to decide this is what we're going to do. We paid full price. I never try to mooch or beg, and this just was gorgeous, and they look so good at our home. They're easy to operate. They're made of polywood, which doesn't crack or split or warp or peel. It's a man-made material. They're white or off-white. They now offer stained. If you have stained wood in your trim and you need to match it, they can do that. They have a paint booth. It's like an auto body paint booth right in their shop, in their factory. And you're welcome to take a look at the factory if you wish. Most of their sales, Collins Jones tells me that 99% of their sales come from their in-home visits, but they'll be happy to show you around if you want to go see them. It all begins with a phone call to Sunburst Shutters, and easy to reach them. They're at 214-343-2601. On the web, it's sunburstshutters.com. These are plantation-style shutters, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louver size. They'll help you choose the size that looks best for your home. Also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601.
Rush is always right.
And who are we to stand in the way of the dreams of so many who wish to come to this country, and then to somehow say, well, Americans have dreams too, is offensive to Democrats?
Rush Limbaugh,
11 to 2.
News Talk 820.
WBAP.
Okay, we're going to go to the news in just a moment, and then we will go to Mike from Brady. And Mike is going to be asking George Ray about the best varieties of pears, apples, and plums to plant in the Brady area. And I'm going to ask George Ray concurrently to have a list of the best for the Dallas-Fort Worth area as well, because they may not be concurrent varieties. That's a good distance away out of the Metroplex. So you might want to grab a pencil and piece of paper. That will be very useful information for you. And we'll cover blackberries and best pecan and some of the major fruit crops for this area. We try to do that once each year to go over the major best varieties for this area, for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But we're going to help Mike and Brady specifically with pears, apples, and plums in just a moment. Right now, I get to tell you about Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, Texas' premier roofing contractor, serving the entire Metroplex with the finest in roofing since 1986. The same owners, the same company name, they have been here for the long haul. This is the company you want to call. This is the company I've been proud to advertise for several years now, and this is the company I was proud to call when it looked like, I think we do have hail damage, and they have been on our roof with the insurance adjuster helping me. They have been helping me know what to do next. The experience of tens of thousands of roofs installed, all kinds of roofs, composition, clay and concrete tile, metal, slate, new and residential re-roofing, they can do it all. Hail or wind damage, there's no charge for their inspection of your roof. And if you need to file an insurance claim, they'll work with you to be sure you do it properly. I appreciate that help. The Roofing Company, it's built on integrity, quality, and innovation. The Roofing Company, I'm proud to recommend to you. That's a singular the. The Roofing Company, it's been on my roof and will be back on my roof to put a new roof on shortly. Wortham Brothers Roofing, call them today. Or maybe tomorrow, 972-562-5788. 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com, Wortham Brothers Roofing.
Now what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
The Dallas County probation officers going to prison for soliciting bribes. That story's coming up after your first traffic and weather on the ones.
WBAP Traffic Watch.
There's an accident tying up travel on northbound on 35E in Waxahachie, or near it at least. This is at Butcher Road. Traffic's backed up to Highway 287 and delays getting through there average about 10 minutes. Construction also blocking the right lane of eastbound I-30 around Beckley Avenue. Let us know about any traffic problems you might see. Call the Traffic Tip Hotline, 214-765-5299. And now the WBAP forecast. Areas of morning fog followed by gradual clearing are about there now, or at least we're starting into that end of the forecast, with a high temperature of 64. Tonight, increasingly cloudy. The low will drop to 34. Monday, cloudy, 59. Right now, overcast and 51 degrees in Dallas. A former Dallas County probation officer has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for demanding bribes from one of his clients. David Delgado pleaded guilty in May, admitting that while supervising a probationer who was not a legal resident of this country, he would misdirect, or said he would misdirect, immigration officials if the person paid him $1,600. He was sentenced on Friday. Dallas police have arrested a suspect who apparently really doesn't like police cars. He was caught early this morning in the Central Patrol parking lot on Chestnut Street using a sledgehammer to beat in a dozen marked police squad cars. He's in jail. No word why he decided to attack the cars. Right now, fog and mist and 53 degrees in Fort Worth. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin.
All right, Dennis, I'm Neil Sperry, and today we are visiting the entire program with Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M University. If you've missed part of this, we will have podcasts of both hours up on my website at neilsperry.com by late day tomorrow, Monday. So be sure to join us if you will. That's a good way to have a second chance at both hours. This is a treat, a pleasure. My pleasure also to tell you about Arborological Services for the finest in tree care. We live in a pecan forest at our home, and Arborological Services, with their fine tree climbing crews, these are the people who take care of our trees at our home. They have the tree climbing champions, 20, I'll get the figures right. I'll talk to my friend Bill there and get him to quantify it for me, but it's about 24 out of the 34 times the competition's been held. It's about two-thirds of the time they end up winning it. They have a 9-time state champion climber, Miguel Pastenez, who has gone on to the international competition a couple of times. My goodness, they're good. And they have 3 arborists of the year, Steve Hauser, Russell Peters, and Kevin Bassett. These are singularly the best arborists in the state of Texas in those years. And they've just hired the former Collin County Extension horticulturist, Dr. Greg Church, to be on their team. Greg has a PhD in plant pathology. They have the best. It just gets better and better with Arborological Services. For the finest in tree care for your trees, call the best. Arborological Services, arborological.com, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Facebook, it's Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Arborological.com, 866-552-7267. Arborological Services.
The rants and ravings of Mark Levin.
The reason why the Democrats wouldn't stand up is because they no longer share our reverence for our history, our principles, our traditions, and our beliefs.
Mark Levin.
528.
News Talk 820.
WBAP.
If you'd like to call George Ray, we have only one call ahead of you right now. That'd be Mike and Brady. We'll do the variety checkoff list here in just a moment. But you're available to call right now. I haven't given the number for a while. 800-288-WBAP. That is 800-288-9227. Dylan Keller has been running the boards and answering the phones for us this morning. He's done a stellar job, and we appreciate him very much. Let me tell you about Covington Nursery at 5518 President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66 in Rowlett. They're open 7 days a week. They have been there since 1972, an independently owned nursery and garden center, providing the highest quality plants and service all of that time. 18 acres of beautiful trees, shrubs, and flowers, many highly recommended fruit trees, including peaches and nectarines developed by Texas A&M for Texas gardeners, many varieties of apples, figs, plums, pomegranates, pecans, berries, grapes, vegetables, everything you need to have a wonderful edible garden. Their gift shop with unique garden decor, houseplants, pottery, fountains, chimeneas, and much more. An outstanding landscape design team. They can turn your yard into your own private oasis. They can provide expert fertilization, insect and weed control services. They are Rowlett's Business of the Year for this year. Joe Covington and his friendly, knowledgeable team will be happy to assist you with the best plants and supplies for your landscape. They have free gardening classes every Saturday in February. Go to CovingtonNursery.com to see their plant inventory, a schedule of their winter classes, and photos of many of their landscape projects. Open 7 days a week. They'll be open at 10 o'clock this morning. 5518 President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66 in Rowlett. A short trip around on George Bush to get to Covington's. 972-475-5888. CovingtonNursery.com.
At Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, McKinney, our roots are deep, our commitment is strong. We proudly partner with you to grow a healthier community, and we're proud to sponsor this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening to help you grow a healthier garden. Once again, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you, sir. And we go right back to that old phone line. We have Mike and Brady ready to visit with Dr. George Ray McEachern. Mike, this is Neil with George Ray. Good morning.
Good morning. I sure appreciate y'all taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to know the best varieties of pear, apple, and plum trees to plant here.
Okay. And, folks, we're going to do that for Mike and Brady. If you're in the Hill Country, this would apply to you. And then we're going to step back and redouble that effort and do what would be best for the Dallas-Fort Worth area of those and some other of the common fruit varieties. We're not going to get into the exotic things that you probably shouldn't plant anyway. George, what would be good for Mike?
I'd like to ask Mike, you want to plant how many trees, one or 1,000?
I'm going to plant a couple of each. I've got about an acre of land. I want to spread these out over it.
Okay, well, two trees each makes it a totally different deal. Now, the apples we plant are the same apples we buy at the grocery store. You want to plant Gala, Jonago, Fuji, and Pink Lady. Now, for survival, I'll go over those again. Gala, Jonago, Fuji, and Pink Lady. But for survival, Walmux Nursery has Holland apple, and it will be alive when the other four pass away. Now, also remember that cotton root rot on high pH soil in the Hill Country is a big challenge. So if you can, buy your apple trees on mauling 111 rootstock.
Okay.
That'll get you going on that. Now, on the pears, there's two ways to go on pears. You can go the Asian pears, not the Asian pears you buy at the store. You can go the Oriental-type pears that are hard with grit cells in them, or you can go with a hybrid that almost has French pear quality. So the best quality is Moon Glow, Maxine, and Ayers, those three varieties. And Walmux Nursery has all three of those. Now, the best of the Oriental type is a pear called The Orient, O-R-I-N-T. And it is our number one fruit tree we plant in the state of Texas. So if you plant only one tree, make sure you get an Orient pear planted.
Okay.
Now on plums, they have a question about needing pollinators, but we tend to just say, go ahead and plant several varieties, and pollination will take care of itself. We have Methley, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. And then there's a big one that's not attractive, but it's a nice, big, delicious plum called Ozark Premier. Now, there is a fourth plum called Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. And I think that Womox is the only nursery that carries Morris. It was released by Texas A&M. It is a gorgeous, big, red, heart-shaped plum. The flesh is maroon, the juice is maroon, and the color is maroon. So those are your four plums, Methley, Bruce, Ozark Premier, and Morris. Now, when we move to Neil's deal and we want to talk about varieties for North Texas.
George Ray, let me make sure Mike is covered. That covered everything you needed, Mike?
That sure does. I sure do appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
And you know about Womack Nursery in De Leon, Texas.
Yes, sir. I've ordered from them before.
Okay. Good deal. Thanks for waiting on us, and have a good day down there. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, George Ray.
Now, on the pear deal for North Texas, I would stay heavily into the Oriental-type pears like Orient rather than Moonglow, Maxine, and Ayers.
Okay.
You can grow Moonglow, Maxine, and Ayers, but they will eventually get hit by fire blight, whereas Orient will not. And there's some other old varieties that go real good, like Garber. Oh, and LeConte. I love LeConte. L-E-C-O-N-T-E is good for North Texas. So you have Orient, Garber, and LeConte for North Texas. The plums are the exact same that we talked about for Brady, Texas, or the Hill
Country. Methley, Bruce, Ozark, Premier,
and Morris.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Apples will be the same?
Yes, sir. Apples are the same. And the deal is, as we drift south of Dallas, we can also go with Anna, A-N-N-A apple, which is supposed to have only a 400-hour chilling requirement, but I've seen it north of Waco as a fabulous tree and just with 1,000 apples on it. So you cannot grow Anna at Dallas, but, you know, north of Waco and toward Dallas, you may be able to squeeze an Anna in there as well as these others. The two Rock of Gibraltar apple trees are Holland and Anna.
Okay.
And then if you want to take a chance on growing the quality stuff, we've got Gala, Jonago, Fuji, and Pink Lady.
All right. Now, let's talk about three other major crops, whether they're good or not, easy or not. One of them is more challenging than the other two. Peaches, grapes, and blackberries. Peaches, what would you do for peaches in the Metroplex?
I've had three commercial peach orchards in my career, and they've been a real good thing. We've made a lot of money on them.
Mm-hmm.
In your area, I would go with Harvester and Red Globe and Ranger. Those are three outstanding high-chill peach varieties, Harvester, Red Globe, and Ranger.
All right.
Now, if you move south, and we're talking about peaches, if you move south toward Waco and College Station, you want to go with June Gold is outstanding, and then Florida King is outstanding. Another good thing about Florida King, it ripens so early, there are people that, believe it or not, can harvest peaches without a single spray, which is a tough, tough thing to call in peach. You know, you have to spray
mm-hmm.
them once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So for the far south, we're talking Texas, Florida King, and Dr. Burns has a peach also called Texas King. Those two, they're available at Womack's Nursery. Then June Gold, and then as we get further north in the Dallas area, we go back to our three heavyweights. That's Harvester, Red Globe, and Ranger.
All right. And I want to save grapes and blackberries. Let me get my last break out of the way.
Sure.
Grapes could be 4 hours on their own. Blackberries are so dependable. I want you to have some time on those. Let me get this done. We'll come right back to you. And I also need a prediction of the Super Bowl today. We always let you have a chance at that. And I can't wait to hear that one.
I like New England.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Well, I can't believe I would ever root for the Eagles, but
that's right.
I'm a big Carson
Wentz
fan.
Anybody that has a star on any of their property does not pull for Philadelphia.
I understand. Well, anyway, let me tell you about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and tell you how you can get it, and I hope you will do so. Every book goes out of my office. That's the only place you can get it. You either get it from my website or by calling my office directly. The website is neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L. sperry.com. And the office phone number is 800-752-GROW. It's open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. 800-752-4769. Now, this book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. This is a book I self-published. It was printed in San Antonio, not in China like so many books are. It's a hardback. It has 840 of my photographs, 344 pages on high-quality paper. It is a lovely book, and I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny of what you have paid. We've sold approaching 35,000 of them, and at this point I've not been asked to refund any money on it yet. It will happen, but so far so good, and very happy with that. Be happy to sign it and inscribe it to you personally if you would like that. Nice Valentine's gift as well. That's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Not in stores, not on Amazon. $31.95. Best place to order it is at neilsperry.com, or you can call tomorrow, 800-752-4769. Again, remember, neilsperry.com.
When the people at Advanced Foundation Repair called to say they wanted me to do ads for their company, I told them I'd need references, people for whom they'd done work. I spent several weeks checking them all out, and the reviews were just fabulous. That was more than 20 years ago, and people are still thanking me for referring them to these leaders in the foundation repair industry. Affordable, innovative, honest, punctual, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
I'm Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in McKinney. We believe that God is love, and that God's love is for all people. If that sounds like good news to you, come join us as we follow Jesus together. We're located in downtown McKinney on Church Street. If you're looking for a church where the love of God is proclaimed and all people are welcome, First United Methodist Church in McKinney. From the good folks at First Methodist, God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Please join us this morning. There are services at 8, 9, 10.05, and 11.10. You have time for the 11.10 service. Also, contemporary services at 9, 10, and 11 each Sunday morning in the same building. And my grandson, our grandson, and I will be ushering at the 11 o'clock service, communion service. And all are welcome. Please join us. Let me tell you about Womack Nursery Company right now, where you can get any of the varieties that we have been talking about today. Hope they're not sold out. That does happen eventually because they are so popular. This is a third-generation Texas nursery. They are a legacy nursery in this state. I hope that you will tell them that Neil was really talking about you folks. Well, they deserve it. They are really good. There are several ways you can order from Womack. You can call up and order. You can drive there and buy. Or, best way, a lot of us do, is just order from the website, WomackNursery.com. They're in De Leon, Texas. That's right in the heart of Texas, not far from Brownwood. It's 2551 State Highway 6. College Station, Texas A&M's on Highway 6, and Womack Nursery has all those varieties recommended by Texas A&M's research. Doesn't mean to imply that A&M endorses them, but it's just that there is a close relationship. They listen closely to what A&M is recommending. Womack Nursery Company, 2551 State Highway 6, De Leon, D-E capital L-E-O-N, Texas, 76444. Phone number is 254-893-6497, WomackNursery.com.
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, McKinney is proud to help grow a healthier community. We're here when you need us, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, at Lake Forest at US 380 in McKinney. And we're proud to sponsor this segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you very much. Very, very much. And we're going to finish out with Dr. George Ray McEachern, the fruit and pecan specialist with Texas A&M for many years with the Extension Service, Texas AgriLife Extension, and more recently with the Experiment Station. We were talking about plums, peaches, and apples, and now we're going to talk about grapes. We also covered pears, I guess. Talk about grapes. What are the best grapes, George Ray? That's a confusing topic. There's so many grapes.
Well, the best grape variety, especially in a home planting, is Blanc du Bois. It does not get Pierce's disease. It has high quality. It's a white grape. It has an aromatic aroma to it. It has seed, so you will have to live with that, but it'll grow well and live for a long period of time for you.
All right. All right, that's good. And then for blackberries.
Okay, Kiowa, as we said with the caller a while back, Dr. Arley Powell and I have talked about it. I've talked to John Clark about it. Kiowa is by far the best variety of all times. If you want to follow up with that, you can say that Brazos, the old Brazos blackberry is, a great one as well.
All right. University of Arkansas had some thornless blackberries. Kiowa has thorns, correct?
Ouachita, and I don't know if you spell that with a O or a Q, but Ouachita thornless is the best thornless variety that Arkansas has put out, and it's outstanding if you want to go a thornless type.
Okay, good deal. I have a question for you on pecans, if because I know that is something that you've worked in a long time. If somebody wanted to establish a commercial pecan orchard in Texas, what kind of soil would they look like? Where would they be most likely to succeed with it? What part of the state?
Well, growing pecans is relative to water. They need a tremendous amount of water, 1 inch per week minimum. In the latter part of the year, they need 2 inches a week. That's 54,000 gallons a week. So you need a lot of water. So you need a lot of water. You locate pecans on major rivers or major streams where irrigation water is available.
So
the Red River, the Trinity River, the Colorado River, the Brazos River, the San Saba River, the Rio Grande River, all of these major rivers. Now, on upland soil, like in West Cross Timbers area, De Leon, and all through that country, you've got to have irrigation water to support the pecan trees. If you've got the water, then you can do good. And the pecan industry is exploding. Year before last, not 17, but year 2016 was the greatest pecan year in history. Every pecan grower in the United States made a profit, so everybody's excited about
it. All right.
Pecan.
You gave us the Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association. What about Texas Pecan Growers Association? Is there such
They're located here in Bryan, Texas. You just do the same thing. Google Texas Pecan Growers Association. They'll love to have you. We're going to have our annual conference this year. It's going to be the second week in July. They can tell you the date, location, hotel, the whole work.
Gotta run. Dr. George Ray McEachern, thank you, my friend. You're the best.